Welcome back to Slugcast. This is your host Maya, and I'm here with another quick episode of Science Weekly. Before we begin, I want to wish everyone a good end to this fall quarter, and I really hope everyone is hanging in there and also able to enjoy their break. We're almost there. Alright, so today we'll be talking about some astronomical research that UCSC is involved in concerning the discovery of ultra-massive galaxies in the early universe deemed the Red Monsters, which formed at surprising speeds. I'll be reading an article provided by the UCSC News Center by Mike Pena. Stay tuned to hear more about it. Team discovers ultra-massive galaxies in early universe that challenge standard cosmology. An international team of astronomers has identified three ultra-massive galaxies, each nearly as massive as the Milky Way, already in place within the first billion years after the Big Bang. The discovery is surprising because it indicates that the formation of stars in the early universe was far more efficient than previously thought, challenging current models of galaxy formation. The findings, published on November 13th in the journal Nature, were made possible by the James Webb Space Telescope's powerful spectroscopic capabilities at near-infrared wavelengths. The study was led by the University of Geneva and Garth Illingworth, Emeritus Distinguished Professor of Astronomy at UC Santa Cruz, was a co-author. Illingworth worked on NASA's James Webb Space Telescope for decades during its concept development and construction. He was one of the core group of three people in the mid to late 1980s who helped initiate the concept of the Next Generation Space Telescope that became the JWST in 2002. Quote, "For three decades since the three of us first developed the concept that led to JWST, we knew that it would provide insights into how the earliest galaxies formed and grew," end quote, Illingworth said. Quote, "This remarkable result demonstrates again that JWST is revealing that the earliest galaxies, young Milky Way galaxies, are even more unusual and remarkable than we ever expected. The existence of such massive galaxies at the earliest time poses a real conundrum," end quote. In standard cosmology, galaxies form gradually within large halos of dark matter that capture gas, atoms and molecules. This gas is converted into stars, but typically only 20% or less of the gas is converted into stars in these primordial galaxies. These findings challenge this view, revealing the massive galaxies in the early universe converted much more of their gas into stars, and so grew much more rapidly than previously thought. They were much more efficient star builders than galaxies that formed later. Red monsters revealed. JWST's unparalleled capabilities have allowed astronomers to systematically study galaxies in the very distant and early universe, providing insights into massive and dust-obscured galaxies. By analyzing galaxies in the FRESCO survey, short for First Reionization Epoch Spectroscopically Complete Observations, scientists found that most sources fit existing models. The FRESCO program uses the telescope's primary near-infrared imager, in combination with a grating prism spectrograph to measure accurate distances and stellar masses of galaxies. Dan McGee, an applications programmer at the UC Observatories, does data analysis for Illingworth and contributed to this effort by processing data from the FRESCO program. The three massive galaxies reported on in this study have stellar masses comparable to today's Milky Way, forming stars nearly twice as efficiently as their lower mass counterparts and as galaxies at later times. Due to their high dust content, which gives them a distinct red appearance in telescope images, they have been named the three Red Monsters. A milestone in galaxy observations. While these findings do not conflict with the current cosmological model, they raise new questions about galaxy formation, specifically the question of too many, too massive galaxies in our early universe. Current models may need to consider different processes that allowed certain early massive galaxies to give birth to stars so efficiently, and thus form very rapidly, very early in the universe. Future observations with JWST and the Atacama Large Millimeter Array will provide further insights into these ultramassive red monsters and reveal larger samples of these sources, the team concludes. Quote, "As we study these galaxies in more depth, they will offer new insights into the conditions that shaped the universe's earliest epochs," Xiao said. Quote, "The red monsters are just the beginning of a new era in our exploration of the early universe," end quote. So there you have it. This is exciting, right? These new and pretty fascinating discoveries have given the astronomical field a new insight into the history of our conceivable universe. Hopefully, given the active telescopes we've launched, we can find out more about these galaxies. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to take it easy on yourself, and I'll catch y'all in the next one.